This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Members of Israel's negotiating team are saying they're cautiously optimistic that a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas is close. The BBC's Wire Davies is in Jerusalem.
President Biden has welcomed the reported progress in the Qatar talks.
I'm optimistic.
His Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, is heading to the region to promote what is being called a final bridging proposal, hopefully leading to a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners being held in Israeli jails.
More ceasefire talks set to resume in Egypt in the week ahead. The UN's nuclear watchdog says the safety situation at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine is, quote, deteriorating after a recent drone strike nearby. More from the BBC's Carl Nasman.
It said the impact was close to essential cooling ponds and about 100 meters away from the only remaining high voltage line supplying the plant with power. The International Atomic Energy Agency didn't say who carried out the strike, but its mission to Zaporizhia said that the damage seemed to have been caused by a drone with an explosive payload. It also reported that military activity in the area, which is close to the front line, had been intense for the last week.
Hurricane Ernesto has moved on from Bermuda, but it left behind a lot of damage, says CBS's Dave Malkoff, who is on the island.
The head of the Bermudian government had to actually go on emergency radio to scold people who were out there swimming in the eye of the storm, ignoring the danger in all of that. We are told that crews are out there trying to put the lights back on for people all over Bermuda.
The National Weather Service is now warning of the potential for rip currents at beaches in Delaware and New Jersey and as far north as Massachusetts. CBS News has learned that former Republican Congressman George Santos will plead guilty to almost two dozen felony counts, among them wire fraud, money laundering, and theft of public funds. More from CBS News New York reporter Alicia Reed.
Santos is expected to enter his plea of guilty in federal court in Central Islip on Monday. The disgraced congressman covered New York's 3rd congressional district. His win back in 2022 resulted in the Republican Party taking control of the House of Representatives. Last December, his constituents voted to expel him. Santos's problems didn't stop there. Federal charges continued to pile up, and this potential guilty plea will avoid trial.
A 75-year-old man from Idaho has been arrested in connection with a shooting death of a woman in California more than 50 years ago. DNA evidence led investigators to identify Michael Mullen as a suspect in the death. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you concerned about age-related macular degeneration or AMD? If you're over 50, then you should be. AMD impacts as many as 1 in 10 Americans over 50. Now, protecting your eyes is easier thanks to New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision, as well as helping to relieve eye fatigue caused by digital devices. Enjoy healthy vision with New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Have we been tricked, burdened with debt, and made to feel like we have no other options? With prices skyrocketing, debt that was once manageable now feels impossible to pay back. So how do we fix it? With Accredited Debt Relief. If you have $25, $50, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, they can consolidate your debt into one affordable monthly payment, which could save you hundreds of dollars a month. Call 888-591-0155 today for your free consultation. 888-591-0155. Program and services not available in all states.
Officials in a big South American country want some beachgoers to put more skin in the game.
The number of nudists hitting beaches in Brazil is dwindling. Now the country's Naturist Federation has hired naked guards to keep clothed bathers off a secluded stretch of Abricó Beach in Rio over fears gawkers are keeping the unclothed away. One of the new guards, wearing nothing but a baseball cap and a walkie-talkie around his neck, asked the Wall Street Journal, "What's the problem?" God made us this way. Topless sunbathing in Brazil is banned at most beaches and punishable by up to a year in jail. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A federal lawsuit claims an employee of a rural Kansas school district repeatedly shoved a teenager with Down syndrome into a utility closet. The suit also claims the employee hit the 15-year-old boy. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-60s. Early fog tomorrow, then sunshine and a high around 80. And mostly sunny for Monday, a high in the mid-70s. Low 70s with more sun on Tuesday. It's 69 degrees right now.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you. night when the bars close down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Come on, people now.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits 2 and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to talk about minimum payments on credit cards. Now, those wily rascals at credit card companies make it pretty easy for us to pay our minimum payments. But are minimum payments good for us or good for them? Let's take the average American amount of credit card debt, $6,000, and the average APR, or interest, which is 22%. Now, if you pay that off at $200 a month, which is the general ballpark minimum payment, it's going to take more than 3.5 years and cost an extra $2,800 in interest payments. But if you ignore the minimums and pay it off at $400 a month, you'll pay your debt off 2 years faster and $1,800 cheaper. Minimum payments keep you in maximum debt. For more practical money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Thank you. salvation. Though I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
me do.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We'll be right back.
field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away, we better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Only the lonely.
Then with your leave, they see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A big week ahead for Democrats. Their national convention in Chicago.
President Biden, former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton are all set to make remarks. Amy Dacey is with American University.
They're all going to talk certainly about the presidential ticket, what the Harris-Walz candidacy means. I think they'll also talk about the dangers that come with not voting and losing the election to a Trump and a Vance. But I do think you'll also see people talk about the importance of, you know, maintaining the Senate, the ability to possibly gain seats in the House.
Matt Piper, CBS News, Chicago.
As the Democratic president.